It is time now for the word of the day from Dr. Wayne Pond. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Big Ron. How you doing, pal? Good morning, Nikki. Good morning. Weekend?
Yeah, I hope you did.
Yeah, too short.
Yeah. Excelente, yeah, especially with a sweet Carolina wind. Hey, Ron, Nikki, before we do the word, I just wanted to mention something real quick. I get up in the morning, turn on my tablet, bring coffee to Mary Donna, and this morning on the tablet I noticed on Facebook our mutual friend Mark Markopoulos is reminiscing about the Pittsburgh Roadhouse and a band called the Atlanta Rhythm Section. You remember that group, Ron?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm so into you. I can get to nothing else.
Well, I consider myself the official nostalgia officer of WCHL, and that one really hit the sweet spot. It Commissioner Markopoulos was talking about Chapel Hill in the 70s and the music scene, bands like Arrogance. Mm-hmm. And the Atlanta Rhythm Section. So how about it, buddy? Drag some of that out of your music vault and give us a little sample one of these mornings, would you?
I'll do what I can, buddy.
I understand you got a real strict music supervisor over there these days. All right, all of which has nothing to do with the word of the day, so it behooves me, there is our word, to move on. B as in boy, B-E-H-O-O-V-E. Behoove is a verb. It can and cannot take an object as you prefer. Comes to us from Old English. It is to be necessary, to be worthwhile or appropriate, to be morally uplifting. It behooves us to remember the music of the 70s. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Spell that again, if you would.
B, B as in boy, B-E-H-O-O-V as in Victor, and an E, behoove. There's your word of the day. All right.
Hey, I like that word.
You happy with that? All right, pal.
It behooves you to call in every morning and give us a good word.
It certainly does. Talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.